I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Conference Board released its figures on consumer confidence today, something that economists look at as a predictor for the economy. Joining us now, as she does regularly at this time, from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles, Tess Figlin. Tess, today, these Conference Board numbers, what do they say about how we all are feeling about the economy?
Well, apparently we're feeling better than we did in July. The board's consumer confidence index rose this month after dipping a bit last month, and it rose more than the experts had predicted, so it beat the expectations game. But the survey also did show that people are still having a tough time finding work.
What about the other consumer confidence gauges? What are they showing now?
Well, this is one of three that Wall Street and other economy watchers pay attention to. We'll have to wait for the other two to come out for this month. Another is the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. That polls 200 people to get a reading on the population's confidence. And the government does a survey as well. They're all basically the same, but in any given month, they can actually come out with different results. So it really is just a snapshot in time.
When you look back at these figures, say, from the standpoint of 6 months or a year or something, how do they look? Are they actually accurate measures of what's going on?
In a word, no. The experts tell me that if you do look back at consumer confidence surveys and whether they were able to predict future consumer behavior accurately, for the most part, they don't. And as economist Jack Albertine puts it, that's because people can always tell you one thing and then do another.
Whether I'm going to go out and buy another Mercedes is part of function of mood, but it's to a very considerable extent a function of income. If my income is going up fairly dramatically, yeah, the fact that I say I'm going to buy a Mercedes may mean I will go and do it. But I may say I'm going to buy a Mercedes and then look at the numbers and decide, well, my income doesn't support it.
So ultimately, these surveys that get so much attention from the likes of me and other business followers, we really shouldn't count on them.
Well, why do you all pay attention to them?
Well, at least Wall Street does. And because they pay attention, we pay attention. It is a piece of data, and traders will almost always react immediately when these surveys come out, and they know other traders will buy and sell, so it becomes a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, Alex, I know Southern California is nice and tropical and all, but how'd you like to do the show from Bali today in the Marketplace Newsroom? Also, unfortunately, not in Bali. We're checking out some companies that have decided to do their business there.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.